101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio. Veronica here with another community spotlight. Once again, I'm talking to Julie from the North Tahoe Community Alliance. She's going to tell us about what exciting things are happening around North Lake Tahoe this fall. How's it going, Julie?
Hi, Veronica. It's going well. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Well, September is such a great time of year in Lake Tahoe. Summer can be winding down, but there are plenty of opportunities to get outside and enjoy some local events. So tell us about those.
Yeah, there really are. And this time of year is a great example of how events help support a vibrant year-round economy in North Tahoe. Events give people more reason to visit during shoulder season and bring residents and visitors together while supporting local businesses and our community.
And there are several great events coming up that are supported through TBID funding from the North Tahoe Chamber, right?
Yes, we have some really fun events coming up. First is Tahoe City Oktoberfest on September 19th, followed by Palisades Oktoberfest on September 26th. And then Made in Tahoe returns October 10th and 11th. And these are all great examples of events that help bring people together while also supporting our local economy.
Made in Tahoe has really become an iconic event for this region.
It really has. Made in Tahoe is such a special event because it celebrates the creativity, talent, and entrepreneurial spirit of our local community. What makes it especially unique is that it gives local makers and smaller businesses a chance to showcase what they do. Some of these vendors may not have a traditional storefront, so this gives them an opportunity to put their products and work front and center in the community.
It's definitely one of those events that has really grown over the years.
It definitely has. It's become so popular now that it happens twice a year, which is really exciting. And people love the opportunity to meet local makers, discover unique products, and support businesses that are connected to the Tahoe region. And events like Made in Tahoe have a ripple effect, too. People come to the event, but they may also grab lunch, shop at other local businesses, or spend time exploring the area.
That is a huge part of the value of events, especially during the shoulder season.
Exactly. Events can help drive visitation during midweek and off-peak times of the year, which is important for supporting a more sustainable year-round economy and keeping our local workforce employed. We know there are times when North Lake Tahoe is incredibly busy, so there's a real opportunity to encourage visitation during some of those quieter periods to support local businesses and workers.
The North Tahoe Chamber is also helping support events looking ahead into next year, right?
Yes. The North Tahoe Chamber is currently accepting applications for its 2027 Event Funding Sponsorship Program. This program helps support events that provide economic and community benefits to North Tahoe, with a focus on events that can help drive visitation during midweek and off-peak seasons.
Another important part of supporting these events is helping people get there and giving them more ways to get around besides their cars.
Yes, and that's another aspect we're excited about. As we continue looking for ways to make it easier for residents and visitors to get around North Tahoe without always relying on their cars, we're directly supporting transportation options at some of these upcoming events. For example, Bike Valley services will be available at the Tahoe City Oktoberfest and Made in Tahoe.
So that is really cool. People can actually just ride their bikes to the event and not have to worry about where to leave them.
Exactly. It makes biking to an event a much easier and more convenient option. And for Tahoe City Oktoberfest, attendees can take the Tahoe City Events Park and Ride Shuttle, giving people another option for getting to and from the event.
And that is great, especially when parking and traffic can be such a challenge during these big events.
Absolutely. It's about creating more choices and making those choices convenient. Whether someone bikes and uses the bike valet or takes advantage of a park and ride option, giving people alternatives to driving to an event can help reduce traffic and congestion. Plus, it also connects directly to stewardship.
How's that?
When we create easier ways for people to get around without relying on their cars, we're helping reduce some of the impacts on our community and environment. It's really about making the responsible choice the easy choice.
That is a great way to put it.
And that's the bigger picture behind a lot of this work. Through the TOT and TBID, funds are reinvested into programs and projects that benefit our community. From supporting events that bring people together and help local businesses, to creating more transportation options and supporting stewardship.
So whether you're headed to Tahoe City Oktoberfest, Palisades Oktoberfest, or Made in Tahoe this fall, there are plenty of reasons to get out and enjoy North Tahoe and support our business and community.
Absolutely. We hope people will come out, support these events, support local businesses, and take advantage of some of the free transportation options available.
And where can people go to learn more?
You can visit NorthTahoeCommunityAlliance.com to learn more about the projects and programs making an impact throughout North Tahoe, and TahoeEventsCalendar.com for details about all of the upcoming events.
Julie, thanks once again so much for joining us.
Thank you, Veronica. It's always great to be here.
You can hear this Community Spotlight anytime, day or night, on TruckeeTahoeRadio.com. Subscribe and follow on Apple, Spotify, or your favorite podcast provider. Search KTKE. Now back to our regularly scheduled programming on 101.5 Truckee Tahoe Radio.